Welcome to Directions Media's Directions on the News for Tuesday, October 30th, 2007. This is Adina Schutzberg, and I'm joined by my colleague, Joe Francica. Each week, we examine a topic of interest to the geospatial community, and this week, we want to look at how geospatial technologies were used in sharing information about the recent devastating fires in California. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. With ArcGIS Online, you can combine ready-to-use maps, reference layers, and functional tasks with your local data to support your GIS work. Save time and benefit from on-demand GIS content. Learn more about ArcGIS Online at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
To begin our conversation, I guess I want to basically do a quick rundown of some, and this is just some, of the resources that were available on the web and otherwise related to these fires. Now, the two most widely noted resources were from the LA Times and NPR station KPBS, and both of them were based on Google My Maps. They weren't even mashups. They were just using the My Maps tools to post information. Now, the LA Times map had custom icons. It was put together by two folks working for the LA Times, Andrew Blankstein and Ron Gong Lin, and it was launched on the 22nd of October, early last week, and it was widely used. The LA Times offered a Twitter feed of information that was going into the map, so you could also get it on any kind of Twitter client. You could also get it via the web and sort of get these little short messages about new information. Now, the similar but apparently more popular MyMaps implementation done by KPBS had over a million hits last time I looked. One of the things that it included were fire perimeters based on County Emergency Operations Center data that were updated twice daily by a team of volunteers from San Diego State University Geography Department. And that seemed to be the one that everybody picked as number one on the hit parade of maps. Not to be outdone, the Union Tribune from San Diego, which has a website at Sign On San Diego, had its own mashup, and it was a real mashup. It didn't even use the My Maps tools with all kinds of information and links to images and videos. So that was sort of a more multimedia solution. The final media map I want to talk about came from the Orange County Register, and it was a My Maps implementation. It didn't have fancy icons like the LA Times or KPBS maps. It had just the standard Google teardrop icons in different colors. What distinguished that map from my perspective was its extensive list of sources right on the map that had everything from the National Interagency Fire Center to the Associated Press to MSNBC to USGS to the Riverside County Fire Department. There's a very long list of sources as to where their data came from. Folks at Microsoft offered some collections of points of interest that were along the route of the fire. And just at the end of the week, on Friday, we learned of data sets being made available at Fortius One's GeoCommons, of a fusion solution put together with a front end of open layers that included WMS, WFS, imagery, data from OpenStreetMap, MODIS information, and KMLs from the KPBS and LA Times sites. And also on Friday, Sanborn put out a press release saying that it had imagery available of the area from the fires. So there's a whole bunch of issues, I think, that come out of this. And there's been a lot of coverage of the media's use of this technology, talking about how they were using sort of this social media and Web 2.0 and bringing in data from many different places. And the biggest thing that struck me, and I posted this on the blog with some extensive comments from readers, I was just dismayed that so few of the maps actually had sources for the information they were posting about the fires.
So your point then is this is published data. It's out there being collected from a number of different people, perhaps from the firefighters themselves. I think what you're getting at is you wanted to see how the mashup was being created, right? You wanted to see all of the details of how this was being put together, and the lack of metadata or source data really is not contributing to the greater foundation of information that people need.
I thought it really did a disservice. I certainly understand that the media in these situations were under stress. They were scraping around to catch as much information in as timely fashion as possible. But I know that if the LA Times published a map on its front page in print, there would be source information. And I guess I don't understand why, if we're using this different technology, we throw that out the window.
Yeah, so let's go back to the point you made, you know, that the KPBS fire map was being used a lot. They had 1.2 million hits, and even used by the firefighters themselves.
That's what a blog, the Fast Forward blog, did in fact note, that firefighters were using it as, quote, the source, unquote.
So, you know, so what it would provide, and in case, you know, for the listeners, I mean, there is some good vector information, outlines of the fire, perimeters, places for Red Cross locations, houses that were, there were evacuation centers, houses that were damaged or in danger. I mean, what more would you expect to be provided?
I really don't want anything fancy. I just want a list, like I saw at the Orange County Register, of where the information came from. That would boost my confidence in using it tremendously.
So maybe what we're getting at here is that if this is going to be part of the greater good out there for people, they got to be confident that these are reliable information. And as you pointed out, that some information was being gathered even Friday over the weekend, and hence got stale. So you want this time-stamped and sourced data, right?
Much of the information that was posted was time-stamped, if I recall correctly, on the different maps. But I think it's very important to know that the fire perimeters came from somewhere. And the information about Red Cross shelters, I should hope, came from the Red Cross. I don't know that. If somebody says a house burned down, or there's a notation on a map that a house burned down, where did that information come from?
I mean, those are good points. You know, I think it goes to another situation where, some of this information was put out on Twitter. Don't you think, you know, there's some disconnect here, not just the source of the information, but getting the information to the people that need to know and making that information reliable? I think that's some of the issues. Is if I'm in a situation, I need to know where to go or, you know, where to get out of the area. I'd like to know what my time constraints are and whether I'm getting the most, you know, reliable information and up-to-date information.
And that was brought home. There were a number of different discussions across the web about where to find the best information. And I saw a post by a woman who had been evacuated, and her big question was, is my house still standing? And a lot of people, I guess, were answering that question by calling their answering machines. If the answering machine picked up, they felt more comfortable that maybe their house was still okay. She went and looked at a bunch of these maps and couldn't get in any information at all. She said that the TV coverage was actually pretty good, and then the radio coverage. But what she found the most valuable was a local forum where people who had been back could discuss what they saw and whether or not houses were standing and whatnot. So you're right. There's again, this, pardon the expression, a fire hose of information coming out here, and people don't know where to go.
Okay, so let's take this in a slightly different direction. As a source, as individuals who are seeking information, connecting that to media sources, and then further connecting this to our community in the mapping area. I mean, this is valuable information, but there's some disconnect here. Here's an individual that you just mentioned trying to get information about their house. Somebody's got information about that, at least could have information. The media is collecting this information, some of them which is making it to the map, but there are certainly other resources, you know, just the information about the lady from the map. What if somebody was out there taking pictures? It would be great to have something like a Flickr page to show what houses were, you know.
And to be fair, there were numerous images tagged on Flickr, you know, for the fire, absolutely.
So maybe not everything is getting to the one place in a forum where is the single source of information, or at least one of the better sources.
Well, just the fact that there were sort of, in a sense, two competing, and I put that in quotes, very strong Google Maps resources, the one from the LA Times and the one from KPBS. So, you know, if somehow you learned that those were the two places to go, you know, as a minimum had to go to two maps and look at them, and they may well be different. And one of the points that was made, again, on one of these discussions about the technology response was, well, where is that single place? And I was really pleased to see OpenLayer's implementation, which alas didn't appear until the end of the week, mostly because it pulled together data from many different resources using all of these really modern tools. So there was, you know, standards like WMS and WFS, there was KML. Now, what's happening, I think, now is we've got to do that right from the start of the situation.
You could argue, why wasn't something like this done by San Diego County or Orange County Emergency Management? Why wouldn't they be the source? If we're going to go down this road of using maps as the medium to convey information, and it's a great medium for both not only emergency management but the media to convey information, we ought to be pulling this thing together a lot better, a lot quicker. Maybe you can put a perspective on it. What do you think needs to be done the next time this happens?
Many of these agencies are getting better about making their data available in standard form. You could download it via Shapes, things like that. Or they're actually providing web services, you know, whether it's WMS or WFS or GORSS. But from the start, they should start making that data available. And that would mean a few things. For one, all the people who are pulling data, say, from the National Interagency Fire Center, would be getting the same feed. So whether you looked at the map on KPBS or you looked at it at LA Times or anywhere else, it would all have to be the same.
So maybe it's just a lack of knowledge of where to pull the information from.
Well, and I think some of those organizations don't yet have those kinds of feeds. Because then it's a simple matter. Instead of having to do a MyMaps implementation, and I don't know how the LA Times or KPBS did that. I have in my head that they had people actually putting the dots on the map and typing the information in. I hope that's not the case, but I haven't found any details of how that was done. But this should all, in a sense, be automated. You know, the GORSS feed comes in and populates the map. The WMS comes in and populates the map. That's the vision that we've had for quite a long time. The LA Times and KPBS and the Orange County Register and all these other media outlets have really taken it a huge step forward. I just have incredibly high expectations, and I'm ready for them to go to the next level.
Well, and also, the other expectations are, you know, we're not seeing anything close to at least next-day imagery. You know, you're not going to see that. Not that maybe it wouldn't do any good, because it would be pretty much, you know, smoke-filled. But in some of the cleared areas, some of the areas where the fires have been contained, you'd like to see updated images, which would also give people an indication of whether their houses survived.
That's true. And there wasn't quite that. Certainly the MODIS information was there. There were some mentions of some imagery from Digital Globe. And as I said, the Sanborn imagery was announced on Friday. So you're right. That seemed to be sort of in the background this time.
Well, I think we're going to see like huge steps forward in cases like this. This is not going to be a one-time thing. The California fires happen every year, but in terms of the broader sense of what happens in an emergency, you're right. I think we're now establishing the map as a true medium for help for a larger and broader audience.
Absolutely. And just the response on one of the media sites, pointer.org, there were extensive discussions about how should we do this for, you know, for hyper-local information? What is the process? And how do we get the information? And how do we vet the information? And in response to that, there were all kinds of journalists from all over the country saying, yeah, how do we do this? I mean, what if this happens where we are and we want to make a map like the LA Times? So some folks are still, you know, at that level of the learning curves, and others are looking at deeper issues like what is the process we use? So I think this has really pushed us forward, and I want to make clear that while I'm seeing where the holes are, this really was a huge step. As a community now, as a mapping community, we in a sense need to respond to the media and say, hey, you guys did some great things. Here's what we really thought was terrific, and here's some more things you need to be aware of. The next time there's an opportunity to take advantage of maps, hopefully in a more positive situation, they can get out there and do it.
I think that's a great point. I think, as people, as in the community of both journalists and the mapping community, we probably have an obligation to do that and probably can give them some good feedback. The other thing I just want to finally comment on is your point about the hyper-local information. You can begin to see that in the future as we begin to equip everything with a GPS device, whether it's our phone or some other handheld device, we're going to be capturing a lot more information. And this hyper-local information, various points of the fire, various points of where the emergency situation occurs, we're going to be capturing that information, and we ourselves are going to be the sensors in a broader scheme of emergency management.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Before we leave you, we want to note that our sponsor, ESRI, will be holding the Southwest User Group Conference in Santa Fe, New Mexico, on October 30th to November 1st. It's an opportunity to expand your capabilities and share tips with others in the region. For more information, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. If you'd like to email us, you can contact us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.